pup tent we talked about for so long. And speaking of pup tents, you'd think that would be just the ideal place for a dog, a pup, you know? But you're right, he probably wouldn't care much for it. Probably would insist on a rug. He'd complain, carry on about it being cramped, and he'd probably want to take up all the room for himself. So if we get a tent, it'll have to be bigger than a pup tent, I guess. He was really funny growling there on the end of that tape. I bet he wasn't about to give you that rawhide. Has he been eating those pretty regular lately? I know he really likes them. They're supposed to be good for his teeth, too, so give him one every day if he'll eat them. I'm glad you got that Time magazine I sent. I thought the pictures were pretty good, too. As a matter of fact, you can even see our airplanes and our operations building in there, as I guess I mentioned to you. You ask about our chaplain here. Chaplain McCormick is really an outstanding speaker. I wish you could hear him. He's by far the best speaker as far as Air Force chaplains are concerned that I've ever heard. Yeah, that package you got from your mother sounds just like her, all right. She sure throws in a lot of stuff whenever she sends a package. Anyway, I hope you can wear all those things, those shoes and what all else she put in there, and enjoy them. As, I know she sure likes to buy them for you, and it was real nice of her to send the package. What is this about you breaking the top off your mop when you were just squeezing it out? Man, I didn't know I married such a strong wife. I'll have to remember not to give you any back talk when I get home. I'm sure sorry that you had such a bad thunderstorm and scared you and the dog. That was probably pretty scary, all right, but if I'd have been there, you could have both got up in the bed with me. I don't know this Major Calkins that you mentioned, navigator flying with the flight test. I imagine he's one of their attached navigators.